a special Flying Dog Brewing Otterbein beer pack episode of Brutal Battle. That was a bit of a mouthful for an introduction. And I have Rebecca with me, as I usually do for special episodes like this.
Hi, guys.
So what we're doing, people may remember we did like the beer camp episode a bunch of episodes ago, and that was a special one where we had gotten the beer camp beer pack, and we tried all those beers and just kind of discussed them and everything. So Flying Dog, which is out of Frederick, Maryland, which is not too far from us, released what they're calling their holiday pack of beer. You know, a lot of breweries will put out holiday packs. So they did something special with their holiday packs. They didn't just be like, oh, we're just going to put out like winter ales and stouts and, you know, spiced beers and things of that nature. We're going to put out something special. So they ended up partnering with a Baltimore bakery called Otterbein Bakery. Now, Otterbein Bakery has actually been around for 130 years in Baltimore.
Wow. I knew it was a long time.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
130 years. And it was actually started by a man, I think his name was John Otterbein. I'm not 100% sure on the first name, but his last name was Otterbein. And he had come from Germany, and he started by making a lot of like German pastries and breads and stuff like that. And then he ended up starting to make sugar cookies, which he would hand cut, and they became very popular. So then, you know, the popularity grew from there. Otterbein became like a favorite for cookies in the Baltimore area, and then they started expanding and doing more and more types of cookies. So Flying Dog and Otterbein got together and collaborated on this pack of beer. So what they did is they started tasting the cookies, Flying Dog did, and they decided to create a beer pack all based on the cookies, and not in a way where it would be like, here are beers that embody the flavors of these certain cookies, but they actually wanted them to be situations where you have the beer with a certain cookie, and it's supposed to enhance the flavors and really complement the cookie, not just mirror its flavors.
Oh, okay.
Because so you could think,
what they did. That was their intent.
Yes. So when people would say like it's a beer for like a cookie beer, people would think like, oh, it's just like the flavors of a cookie in it. But no, like they actually use some specialty malts and new forms of yeast in order to get the flavors they were looking for, which is really cool because it tells you they were really trying to do something special.
I'm like so excited for this. The cookies are sitting out on a plate and the smell is kind of like wafting over to me.
Yeah, we have all the cookies sitting out. And the cool thing too is on each bottle, it's four different beers and four different cookies that are supposed to be paired with. So in each of the bottles, it actually has a picture of what cookie is supposed to be paired with and what it is, what that cookie is supposed to be. So we'll reveal what they are as we go along. Hopefully this is an episode that everyone can enjoy, even if you weren't living in the area where it was distributed, because from what I understand, it was a pretty limited distribution of this.
That
but it should be fun because I've never had a pack of beer like this before. I mean, I feel like this is such a cool new idea, and I just thought it'd make a fun episode.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to tasting.
Okay.
And eating cookies.
Yeah, tasting and eating. So the first beer we're going to do is actually an Imperial Hefeweizen. I don't think I've ever had an Imperial Hefeweizen.
I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever had one.
I'm actually pretty excited about the prospect of trying an Imperial Hefeweizen.
If you've never had one, I've certainly never had one.
That's true, because usually we try a lot of the same stuff, so I'm just going to pour a little bit so we can get that taste. So what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, describe the beer like we normally do. But then after that, after we've sussed everything out with the, you know, the aromas and the flavors and stuff, we're actually going to then taste the cookie and then taste the beer again. And, you know, figure out how the pairing of the cookie with the beer works.
Beer, cookie, beer.
Yeah, beer, cookie, beer. We're going through all four, so this will be a pretty straightforward episode.
Mm.
So the coloration on the Imperial Hefeweizen looks basically how you would think. It's like an orangey, yellowish color to it.
It's pretty cloudy.
Yeah, it is cloudy. It's got a little more head than I would expect it to have. So, oh, You smell it, you get those typical, like, Belgian... Yeah.
The banana and the...
Or, like, a Hefeweizen yeast smell. Bready. I'm sorry, not Belgian, but...
Bready notes.
Yeah, very, very bready. Very banana-y, coriander.
Yeah.
It smells... But it smells a little sweeter than a typical Hefeweizen, which I'm assuming is coming from a bit of more of like a syrupiness because of it being imperial. And it's actually 7.3% alcohol. Oh, sorry. 7.8. I was looking at it from a little bit of ways. Yeah, 7.8.
Carla needs glasses.
Well, I do. I do have a prescription, but I don't wear them. yeah, so 7.8% on this imperial Hefeweizen. Which, you know, people know Hefeweizens typically are not that high in alcohol. So this is why it's an imperial.
Yeah. And I will say all the bottles have the, if anyone from the Baltimore area knows the Otterbein cookies, have the red and white, like, checkers or plaid. Yeah.
It kind of looks like those old school, like, tablecloths for doing cookouts.
Yeah.
You know, like the red squares with the white between them.
Beers have those label.
Yeah.
Kind of design.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. When I'm smelling this Imperial Hefeweizen, since there's a bit more of like a sweetness on the nose, I'm thinking it kind of smells like those banana runts. Do you get that on the smell? It's like banana runts, kind of.
But I always get that.
But a little more of like a real banana note to it, as opposed to that fakey.
I already drank some.
We'll go ahead and start talking because I'm about to drink it.
It's really good. It tastes like like a grilled banana that kind of caramelizes.
I definitely get that kind of caramelization on that banana. That is nice, and it's
really tasty.
It's a little bit on the more syrupy side, which I like. It's very interesting and new for a Hefeweizen because it's typically a lot lighter. So. To have an imperial style and it's more present in your mouth. Right. It's got a thicker mouthfeel. It's quite interesting.
I typically don't like syrupy beers, but I really like this.
I get a little bit of like a gumball-y quality to it as well. Like if you had like a banana-flavored gumball, which is probably where some of that like sweetness...
Just like the sweetness.
...is coming in. This is for not having an imperial Hefeweizen before, I'd say this is a nice imperial Hefeweizen. Since I haven't had any others,
I'm going on to the really cookie compare. Part of this tasting. Okay.
Rebecca's moving to the cookies. So the pairing with the Imperial Hefeweizen is actually their sugar cookie. The one that I had mentioned kind of put them on the map with people in Baltimore. So.
Okay. I have actually never had Otterbein cookies.
I haven't either. I'm going to be honest. All right. So let's just try the cookie. Kind of tastes like a typical sugar cookie, but crispier than I would assume.
They're thin sugar cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about Otterbein cookies is they're all on the thin side. Like, that's kind of one of their calling cards, is having thin cookies. Very sugary.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of, like, a caramelized sugar flavor to it, because they're... No, I wouldn't say, like, burnt, but they're, like, a little darker.
Mm-hmm. I see how this is going to pair really nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump into this, into going between the two.
Well, I've never had an Otterbein cookie. I work in a hospital, and all of my patients, like, not all of them, but so many of them have visitors that bring in these cookies for them.
Okay. Right off the bat... Eating the cookie and then going to that Hefeweizen, I'm kind of not really liking the pairing just because the sweetness of this cookie is taking a lot of the flavor away from the Hefeweizen. So I'm mainly just tasting alcohol when I go back to it.
Me too.
So the theory of, you know, creating it so it would complement and enhance, I mean, it's not complementing and enhancing the beer at all. Do you think it's complementing, the beer is complementing and enhancing the cookie?
I don't think the cookie needs enhancing. I like it the way it is.
Yeah. I think these things are actually much better separate.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Imperial Hefeweizen as an Imperial Hefeweizen. It's tasty. But when you introduce the cookie, that sweetness, that sugariness just takes a lot of the flavor away from the Hefeweizen. So you're getting You're still getting some of, like, the banana notes, but it gets watery in your mouth.
That's what I was just going to say. It's, like, really watered down.
Yeah, it's, like, watery, and it's just, like, straight alcohol is pretty much all you get.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well.
Interesting exercise. It makes it a little more bitter, too. That's okay. The other thing. And that's partially, you know, it just goes kind of hand in hand with the alcohol aspect there.
Okay, we're doing some rinsing of the glass. I already finished my cookie. Carlin, is not going to finish his cookie.
I mean, I will later. That's an after the podcast thing there.
Okay, well, so if not, I will finish it for him.
The next pairing, and I am interested and excited for all these pairings. The third pairing is the one I'm most interested in. And I think the fourth might be the one Rebecca might be most interested
in. I'm excited about all of them.
Yeah.
I really am.
Okay, so the next one is a roasted peanut brown ale, and that will be paired with a chocolate chip cookie. So I'm excited about this one quite a bit. So this roasted peanut brown ale is 5% alcohol by volume, not an imperial brown ale or anything. Not
that's actually going to be the lowest of all of the ones we're tasting tonight.
Ooh. All right, there's your. So I'm hoping to really get that roasted peanut in there because I'm a big fan of peanuts.
I smell it right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in there.
It's like in-your-face peanuts. Ooh.
But it's like, in my opinion, it's more of kind of like when you go to a baseball game and it's not just like the roasted nut itself, but it's like with the shell, those roasted peanuts. That's kind of what I'm smelling. And I'm assuming that's because of the malt playing around with the peanut smell as well.
Smells really good. Oh, you didn't talk about the color.
Oh, yeah. So the color, actually, it's a little less brown than some brown ales are.
Yeah. It has like some...
It's a little reddish.
That's what I was going to
say. Yeah.
Take the words right out of my mouth.
It's like a light brown. Yeah, I'm definitely getting the peanut in there. A lot of malts to it.
Yeah, that's all I'm picking out.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty... That's kind of what I assumed. Actually, I get a tad bit of like a chocolatey note on the end of the nose. But... Oh, you're trying it. You kind of shrugged.
Yeah.
It's
just, I don't know. In my opinion, it's a little watery. I'm not getting as much of the peanuts in the taste as much as I would have hoped for.
I'm tasting more of like the shell. Like I was saying, like roasted peanuts in the shell. I'm tasting more of like a roasted peanut shell in the beer. So it's kind of going along with the smell of it. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not... The Hefeweizen was so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and take
cookie time!
Yeah, let's try the cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
So, once again, the roasted peanut brown ale is with the chocolate chip cookie. So, we're going to be trying that chocolate chip cookie right now. And I'm a person who loves chocolate chip cookies in general. So.
Dude. I like my sugar cookies... Thin and crispy, but I like my chocolate chip soft.
Oh, like thick and soft?
Yeah.
You know, I'm down with chocolate chip cookies either way, as long as the overall flavor's cool. Now, these, since they are thin, kind of have more of that kind of like burnt sugar type note like the sugar cookies do because, you know, they get more done because they're so thin.
Right.
So it's got a little bit of like a burnt sugar note, caramelized. So it'll be interesting to see the way this plays with the beer itself. So I'm going back to the beer. And to be honest, I think the beer's tasting the same. I'm getting a little less of like a roasty note to it and more of just kind of like that straight peanut shell. So
I don't know. I need to pour a little more in here because I downed that. I might have to think that I'm getting more peanut after eating the cookie, but I might be wrong. Let me.
I do feel like, actually, here's the thing. I do feel like this beer is kind of bolstering the flavor of the chocolate chip cookie. Do you feel that way? Like when I'm going cookie to beer. The beer's not tasting all that great, but when I'm going from beer to cookie, I feel like it is kicking the cookie up a little bit more, like enhancing the...
Cookie flavor.
Yeah, well, enhancing like those darker sugars and like the chocolate, it's making the chocolate pop even more.
I will say I think this is a better pairing than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think I wasn't looking at it the same way for the Imperial Hefeweizen, so maybe it's a situation where that was kind of boosting boosting the cookie a little bit more. So maybe we'll have to...
Maybe we're looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah, kind of. Actually, I'm going to rinse real quick and go back real fast and do that. But overall, from the cookies that you've had right now, Rebecca, your thoughts?
Wait, I'm just rating the cookies?
Just the cookies at the moment.
Well, I have, like, the biggest sweet tooth ever, so I'm just, like, eyeing up this plate of cookies thinking I could just devour them all, which is terrible. Especially since I already went to the gym today.
But you had noticed something. Go ahead and talk about this. Noticed something about, like, the calories and how everything's listed on on the cookie bags.
We got these cookies, like, I guess, over the weekend. And they were just, like, sitting on our kitchen counter, and I'm just, like, curious. I'm like, oh, you know, looking at the serving size and the calories and... So they had, the calories were the same, and the oatmeal raisin and the chocolate chip were, had almost like twice the amount of fat. And I was like, okay. But then the serving size was like double. So you could have four of the ginger.
Yeah, they're ginger cookies.
Four ginger cookies and four sugar cookies, or two chocolate chip or two oatmeal raisin. So yeah. I just thought it was interesting because I think that tricks a lot of people. They don't really always look at the serving. They just look at the nutritional content. That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. So I went back and I did the Imperial Hefeweizen with the sugar cookie again. And it does enhance the cookie. Much in the same way that the that roasted peanut brown ale enhances the chocolate chip cookie. It does the same thing. It kind of makes the sugar a bit stronger. It brings out that kind of like burnt-ish caramelized sugar note more. Mm. It does make the cookie better. Now, here's the thing. For me, thus far, I would actually rather things go the opposite direction where, you know, the cookies make the beer better. But I guess from what I read, that's actually not how it's supposed to be. It is.
Oh, really?
Like the beers are supposed to be enhancing
The cookies.
But it also says complement. And in complementing it, it means that they both work very well together. I don't think they work well together, but I do think the beers enhance the flavors of the cookies thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of like, I'm not a huge fan of the roasted peanut brown ale at the moment, but I like the Imperial Hefeweizen and would drink that again.
Sure.
But I think it's a case where I would eat the cookies at a different time. You know, like I don't really want them together because me being a beer centric person, I want to focus on the flavors of the beer. I don't necessarily want to focus on the flavors of the cookie. But for some people, they may really want to focus on the cookies and enhancing those flavors, in which case I think this pack would really be good for those people. So there's a merit to it. Okay, so our third pairing here, I'm very excited about this one. Sounds interesting. It's an oak-aged hazelnut scotch ale, which sounds really good. And I've really been liking, like, scotch ales and barley wines and things like that, old ales, more lately. It's 7.4% alcohol by volume, and it's going to be paired with ginger cookies.
Hmm. Now, as Carlin said that beer, he, like, perked up and acted, like, super excited, so...
Well, I mean, when I said old ales, I was thinking specifically of old stock.
Oh, no, I'm going to perk up.
Yeah, because Rebecca is now been a converted old stock fan.
Yeah. Actually, so the two liquor stores closest to us didn't have this holiday pack, so I stopped at one on my way home from work. And we don't frequent that often.
Yeah, it's called Honeygo Liquors or Wine and Spirits. Yeah.
And I picked up the pack there, and they had all these beers that aren't at the two liquor stores we frequent most often. And I call Carlin. I'm like, they have old stock. And then I fill up my arms with, like, as much as I can carry. I go up, drop it off. I come back, fill up my arms again. And I leave the store, and I forgot to buy old stock. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, I got a lot of other good stuff, though.
So the coloration on this oak-aged hazelnut scotch ale is what you would probably assume. It's pretty clear. Yeah. It's, like, very reddish with, like, a brownish red.
Yeah.
decent head to it, like a little tannish head that comes out. When I smell it, I immediately do smell the oak on there.
Do you?
Which smells good. I smell like nice syrupy thick malt.
That's what all I'm getting on the nose.
I get a little bit of that hazelnut, but it is so. I feel like it's really, really faint.
I smell it and it reminds me of Old Stock. Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't remind me of Old Stock, because Old Stock's got a lot of like butterscotch and caramel. And
I get a little
caramel.
Yeah.
I don't get the butterscotch. I get a little caramel. No,
caramel.
A little caramel. Mm.
Smells so good.
That oak, I feel like, is giving a little of a vanilla-y note on the nose, too, which I like. These are all things that smell good to me. You have tasted, Rebecca, you look kind of confused.
I expected like some big flavors from this. I'm not getting it.
It's kind of subdued, I feel like.
Isn't it?
And here's the thing, though. I think that it may be tasting kind of subdued because of all the sugar we've had from the cookies. Because just as these cookies play with their intended paired beer and they kind of like strip away a lot of the flavors, I think that's kind of what's happening to everything that we're tasting now. But maybe we should have gone through and tried all the beers first and then done it with the cookies. Oh well, you can't undo it. I definitely pick up the oak in the flavor of this Scotch ale. The mouthfeel isn't nearly what I thought it would be. I figured it would be more syrupy, a lot thicker of a mouthfeel. I mean, the lacing's for like a Scotch ale.
We might have to do like an addendum for this episode.
No.
And taste these last two and we haven't had fresh cookies.
Well, this is real life, you know? This is what happens. I see some good notes in this. I typically like the flavor of oak in beer, and I'm definitely getting the oak, like, full force in this beer. And I'm liking the oak aspect, but,
Yeah. Oh, I drank all of that. I wasn't supposed to do that.
You can get some more.
Okay.
I didn't pour it all. I'm getting a little bit of, like, a caramelly note to it, but that's really downplayed. I'm assuming it's not... It's a little more present when you haven't had these sugary cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little more hazelnut on the nose.
On your second pour?
Mm-hmm.
I get so much oak. I'd be interested. I don't know if it says it on it, but I'm assuming not. But I'd be interested to see if there's like... No, they're not. They don't say it. I was going to see if it said like how long the beer was in oak. Because that can make a big difference, like how much flavor it pulls out.
I'm going under the cookie.
Yeah. So these are the ginger cookies with the hazelnut scotch. Ale? Oak-aged. Hazelnut scotch ale, I'm sorry.
Good cookie.
Cookie's very cinnamony, molasses-y, what you would assume from ginger.
Yeah.
Ginger cookie. It's good. I'm typically not a big fan of, like, ginger cookies. I quite like this.
This would be delicious in the morning with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I could see that.
I might do that tomorrow.
You can do that.
I'm a grown-up. I can do what I want.
That's what we say around the house. I'm a grown-up. I can do what I want. So going back to the beer. Wow. I taste almost nothing in the beer now. I get like faint oak now.
I get like all alcohol. Ugh.
Alcohol and faint oak.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. Like
the worst pairing.
Like we were saying, it's not.
Let me go back to the cookie.
The cookie doesn't enhance the beer. The beers enhance the cookie.
Maybe that's why we think all these cookies are so good.
Because the beers are enhancing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. So after having the beer and then having the cookie, I'm picking up on even more,
more
of that molasses and like the cinnamony note to it. It really does kick it up and enhances it. So I think in that sense, I mean, through three of these, they're kind of nailing what they were trying to do. But the thing is, the beers, once you're eating the cookies and then having the beers are no longer compelling. They're just good for further enhancing the cookies. So if you're doing it where you're not really trying to taste the beer, just like put the beer in your mouth and then eat the cookie, it's definitely enhancing the flavor of the cookie then, and there's the benefit. But I'd rather just drink the beer by itself.
Or my cookies by itself. But you have to think, you know, this is a holiday pack. What do people do at parties? They eat, they drink.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Okay, so at the end, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to say, like, individual beers, like, rank how we like the individual beers. It might just have to be which pairings are the best. Okay, so we're moving on to the last one, the fourth and final beer. This is the Oatmeal Raisin Stout, 6.6% alcohol, and it will be paired with an oatmeal raisin cookie. So, you know, no trickery in that. Immediately I'm pouring the stout, and it looks very thin for a stout. Coloration-wise, it's not, like, extremely dark. It kind of looks more like a darker brown ale, in my opinion.
But when you hold it up, it's... You can't see through it or anything.
Yeah, but you can see... I mean, it's, like, red. I can kind of see through it a bit.
Yeah, you're right.
It's, like, reddish.
Like a Dr. Pepper.
So this is a thin stout, basically, is what it's looking like. Which is probably for the purpose of, you know, making this cookie better. Let's smell this.
And I don't like oatmeal raisin cookies.
You don't?
Ugh, no.
I do. My mom makes amazing oatmeal raisin cookies.
I just don't like raisins in my cookies.
Yeah. As a stout, the smell of this is a, it smells like a weak stout. Like, it smells like a lot of, like, kind of like sunflower seed husk type malts. You know, like spent malt grain is what it smells a lot like. There aren't, like, much, there's a tad bit, but barely any, like, chocolatey note to it. No coffee, really.
For some reason, isn't there an Irish stout that we've had before?
I'm sure at some point. Is that what you're kind of likening this to, is kind of Irish stoutish? Yeah.
I'm not getting anything on the nose.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's like spent malt grain.
There's not a lot of anything.
This doesn't smell... If we did this as a mystery beer on a regular show, I would not be able to pick this out as a stout at all. I would pick it out as, like, a brown ale. Smells a little astringent-ish. I'm actually getting a little bit of a banana note out of it for some reason.
I could see that.
It's after sniffing it for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I'm not smelling any raisin. I mean, oatmeal raisin stout. I smell, like, an oatmealiness to it. But it's very, like, grainy. And not much of any roast. So Rebecca has tried it, and your opinion?
I'm making the same face I think I did for the last two. I really wish I want to know what these tasted like before we ate the cookie.
It is definitely what we were smelling. It's very subdued. Mouthfeel, it's watery.
Just one note.
I am getting some decent roast on the malts on that, actually. And I'm already anticipating how this is going to go well and enhance. Go well with the oatmeal cookie, or the oatmeal raisin cookie, and enhance it.
I'm going in.
Because I just see those flavors. I honestly think, as far as the beer goes, it is actually close to tasting like an oatmeal raisin cookie. But, like, not extremely, like, rich and sugary. Just, like, light. And it's got a lot of those flavors coming together. It's interesting. As just, like, a regular stout, I'm not, like, a gigantic fan. But you're tasting the cookie. What do you think?
Cookie's good. I don't think I have any raisins in mine, which I'm totally fine with.
Okay. You hate raisins? Now, here's the thing. These are also thin cookies. But they're soft, which is good.
Okay, I like the beer better now.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'm not a huge fan of this oatmeal raisin cookie. I'm gonna be honest, it's very sugary.
It's probably my least favorite cookie.
Yeah, I'd like to bring that down a bit, like the sugar level in this cookie.
It's kind of I think it's
a little much for me.
I think it makes the beer taste better.
You're right, it actually does. It kind of brings, somehow it brings a little bit more of the roast out in the malts in this beer. I do like it better that way. And it's actually giving it a little bit of like a coffee note too, I feel like. And I do feel like this, going from the beer to the cookie, it's making me taste more raisin.
I was thinking the same thing. Really, wait, in the beer or the cookie?
In the cookie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The beer, drinking the beer and then eating the cookie is making me taste so much more of the raisin.
In the cookie.
In the cookie. So.
Well, so, this has been a very interesting exercise.
Yeah, very interesting. Because I was assuming that the way it was going to be is that these cookies and beers would really play off of each other. But mainly, it's been the beers enhancing the cookies, except for this last one.
Yeah.
I actually feel like the cookie enhanced the beer. Real weird. It's odd, but I love the idea behind this pack, and I want to go back and just try all these beers on their own. We obviously got a really good taste, like clean taste of the Imperial Hefeweizen. And we're able to taste that kind of, you know, on its own. But I don't know. Okay, so let's do this. Rank the cookies. How you
rank
like
the
them.
Cookies.
Yeah, rank the cookies. Your favorite to your least favorite of the cookies.
I wasn't prepared for this.
You weren't prepared? If you need to take more bites of all the cookies, you certainly may do that.
Oh, God. I'm almost feeling kind of full. Let
yeah. See. All the the sugar
yeah.
is, like, really kind of like, woo.
I think I like the sugar cookie.
Okay.
The ginger, the chocolate chip, and then the oatmeal raisin.
I'm going to be honest, I'm exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, sugar, ginger, chocolate chip, oatmeal, raisin.
Like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, now the beers themselves, just the beers.
See, I can't, I can't do that. I
As they are
that.
Now, because no. this is a real life situation. How many people who bought this pack do you think did exactly this?
Everybody.
Yes, exactly. So this is a, kind of what it's intended for. Okay. So it's just real life situation. So how would you rate just the beers?
Hashtag real life cookie beer tasting.
First world beer problems.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, this isn't... I'm just the beer.
Just the beer on its okay. own.
Well, then I'm going to have to go... The Hefeweizen is number one.
Okay.
Oatmeal raisin is number two.
Okay.
Peanut, number three. Hazelnut, number four.
Okay. I would go... The Imperial Hefeweizen, number one. The Oak Age Scotch, Hazelnut Scotch Ale, number two. The Roasted Peanut Brown Ale, number three. And the Oatmeal Raisin Stout, number four. Actually, no. Let me flip those. I'm going to do the Oatmeal Raisin Stout, number three. And the Roasted Peanut Brown Ale, number four. Yeah, that's definitely mine. Now, as far as the actual pairings... How would you rank the pairings of these beers?
Am I ranking them on just what I would want to have again together?
Yes.
Okay. Probably the oatmeal raisin stout.
Okay. As number one?
Yeah.
Followed by?
Probably the Hefeweizen.
Okay. And then?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't really.
Just do the last two. There's only two more.
I know, but I feel like they're kind of just like the same.
Okay, so just kind of tied.
Yeah.
That's fine. Actually, I think the way I would put it is my number one, the Imperial Hefeweizen and the Sugar Cookie. Number two, the Oak Aged Hazelnut Scotch Ale and the Ginger Cookies. My number three would be the Oatmeal Raisin Stout and the Oatmeal Raisin Cookie. And then my number four would be the Roasted Peanut Brown Ale and the Chocolate Chip Cookie. So we're kind of very different on those.
Mm-hmm.
We're exactly the same on the actual cookies. And then pretty different on just the beers and the pairings.
Yeah.
So, but then also you have to think about this. When we did just the beers and then we did the pairings, pretty different. Actually, mine might have been the same. Actually, mine were exactly the same. The beers by themselves and the, beers with the pairings. Mine were the same. Yours were different, though.
I already forget what I said.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty sure, because you said, what, the oatmeal raisin first? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yours were a bit different. Okay. Anyway, yeah, this was a really interesting exercise. Would you recommend this pack to people?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would. I think it's something fun to do.
I would say separate the cookies and the beer, though. Just do that and try them, and then maybe bring them together. Like, drink half of each of the beers just to enjoy them, and then bring the cookies into it and see how you feel. Yeah. Because there's 12 beers in there, so there's three of each kind. So, you know, we just did this right now where we're pairing the beers and the cookies, but I think going forward we're not going to do that with the rest of the beers.
Well, and this week you can talk about it in your another episode, how the beers are by themselves and see if it's different or...
We can do a bit of an update. Actually, you and I could do that update on the next episode that we're on together, which is going to be... actually, I think I have an... It might be an episode with you that airs after this one. I'm not sure. But our brewery showcase episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a brewery showcase episode in not too long. And I think we can do an update then.
Okay, so all my fans and listeners out there, please stay tuned.
You're going to be on a bunch of episodes in a span of like a month or so, a few months.
Do you think I'll get any fan mail?
I don't know. Send Rebecca fan mail. Yeah. You can send it to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. She loves getting fan mail.
I have never really gotten fan mail.
Yeah, you kind of did once. Okay, once. But anyway. So here, people, give her some fan mail.
Yeah, come on, give me some fan mail.
Make her happy. You can send me some fan mail or some hate mail. Send me the hate mail and Rebecca the fan mail.
Oh, don't send him hate mail.
Anyway, this was cool. Flying Dog, hats off to you for trying to do something totally different with holiday beers. Tip of the hat to you on this. Maybe next time, though, try and do the opposite way and have the cookies enhance the beers. You did in one case, in my opinion, but for the most part, it was the other way around that we didn't enjoy as much. But anyway, kudos for trying. Thank you so much for being with me, Rebecca.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, and can you remind our listeners of something?
Yeah, keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.